think it's like 70 in Hazen today.
Really? Gosh, just people are just so filled with love.
The 72
Hazen. Ready, you're on.
Good morning, everyone. This is Randy Christman, Public Service Commissioner. With me this morning is Julie Fedorchek as well. Brian Kalk, our chairman, is representing us at NARUC, our National Association of Utility Regulators down in San Francisco. He was going to call in and do the meeting in that way, but another meeting got shifted around down there, and so he's unable to, but he just wanted to assure everyone that is listening that he will review the tape and everything and get all the information before it comes time to make a decision. I don't have any opening comments. Julie, do you?
I don't have any opening comments, but I'd be happy to take the lead on the meeting if you want me to, or get it started.
Well, I think the one thing I want to read into the record, though, first is that it's case number PU-13-136. So.
Yep.
Go ahead, take it away.
Okay, so another chapter on this is hopefully coming to a close. Mitch, you want to run through what you've got in front of us and any things that we ought to be thinking about or considering in moving ahead?
What's in front of you is a draft amended order based on Highland's petition for reconsideration. I'll kind of explain the route I took in drafting it. I mean, there's some just formalities such as the title to amended. You'll see in the opening section just added some procedural stuff on the second page. The real substantive portion begins.
Well, Mitch, I don't have the new one. Okay, thank you.
Okay. So the first two pages basically are just procedural of what's occurred. Really no substantive information. Where it gets into if the petition is granted is on, at least in my copy, page 6, and it would be paragraph 21. Highland, in its petition, had requested reconsideration of several factual findings in the order. As I was going through it, I thought our position, we weren't really changing, I don't think, our thoughts on what we'd already found. So what I did is just add one single new paragraph to address the arguments raised in the petition for reconsideration, where Highland talks about wanting approval to operate as a transmission line from the Bethel injection station down and then across from the Door Junction to the Market Center, Johnson's Corner Station. So I handled all of that in one paragraph in the draft order, basically saying, look, those sections meet the siting criteria. We approve it to operate as a transmission line from there to there, but it's still subject to the same conditions in the areas related to those five residences within 500 feet. So that's what, in a nutshell, what that paragraph is supposed to say. And so then the other change in the findings of fact would be on number 28. I did notice that the way that was worded was a little bit different than what our condition had been, so I just changed it that everything was subject to the conditions described herein. I didn't think it was necessary to say them again because they're in two spots already. And then in the ordering provisions then, the change would be to ordering provision number 4, which has those special conditions remaining on all the areas that were related to the residences within 500 feet, authorizing to operate as a transmission facility for those areas not in concern with those residences, and then, you know, kind of reinforcing what our, you know, summarizing what it is that Highland must ensure that no construction, operation, or other activities related to a transmission facility are undertaken on those other segments that still remain within 500 feet of a residence until all the conditions are satisfied. And I did not include this in here, but in talking with Pat and Julie before the commission meeting, I think we were talking about adding even something else in there of saying of requiring Highland to maintain sufficient records and information to establish that it has not operated that section as a transmission facility prior to satisfying the conditions of getting the waivers or rerouting around 500 feet from those residences. So I think we would intend to add a sentence to that effect.
I think that's a good idea.
That's kind of the nuts and bolts of it. I know from listening to the last commission meeting when this order was originally approved, there were questions to the commissioners about how they enforce this. So I did add this last sentence of just saying the commission retains all of its investigative enforcement and all other powers granted to it to ensure Highland complies with these conditions. That's usually not a clause I would include in there. I still wouldn't include it in there because it's unnecessary. The commission does have those powers, but if we want it as a point of emphasis, it's fine to leave in there.
I liked it.
I leave it up to the commissioners whether to include it or not.
I think it's worthwhile to include it. This has been, you know, a somewhat sensitive issue, and I think it just bears repeating.
I did notice, if you will, on paragraph 4, the one part that's highlighted, it's really not a very good sentence, so I just need some grammatical changes for it to still say the same thing, but... I know there's just some grammar corrections in there, but it won't be changed.
In the note here that we say construction or operation activities, do we know just how this will operate? You know, what would be operation activities on that portion of the line that would...
In a nutshell, how this would operate, as I envision it, is that Bethel Injection Station would only be able to store and pump oil south. It can't pump it into the Tioga, Epping, anything to the east. So that's, I think, the bottom line of how this would work in the operation sense.
Okay.
And then, I guess another facet of that is being that the gathering line is in place, that gathering line would be allowed to bring oil to the injection station and then transport it south.
Do we have that in the record, Mitch, any place that's how it's going to be operated and that it cannot, you know, that does the company... provided that in writing or any...
I don't know if that's in the record, but that's the practical effect of what this order says. That's the only way they can operate it. The way the transmission line was designed was to be able to pump in all different directions and flow oil that way. But if they add pressure to the line heading east, that's operating it as a transmission facility, which this order does not allow unless they meet those special conditions.
And what would we... if we wanted to confirm that, we could just do a site visit?
Yeah, we would request the records. We'll order them to maintain. We have inspection authority to go in there and have a site visit and discuss with people how it's operating.
You comfortable with that?
Sure. We suggested adding that language. The records need to be able to show that they're operating it as gathering.
And what kind of a record would show that? If they can't provide that to us today, that this is how the pumps work and this is how it's designed or whatever, what are they going to have in the future that's going to show that?
Well, I mean, Mitch, we talked about that a little bit beforehand, and since we don't have a lot of information in the record about the differences in how the transmission versus gathering are operating, we can't include we don't have information like that to include in here.
And that would be, I would think Highland would have records of pressure, operation, oil input, oil output, flow direction, things of that, construction.
Yeah, okay. Well, Randy, I had been talking to staff and Mitch before the meeting about the advantages for doing this. And what, you know, does it allow them to get more capacity out of the line now? Or because... I feel pretty strongly that while it's difficult to go through these conversions of lines that are already in the ground, when the companies, I do appreciate the company's efforts to maximize this infrastructure that exists. It's, you know, we've got to get more oil and gas through pipelines. And so I want to be, you know, cooperative and while at the same time protecting the public and making sure that they're following our rules. This line, by approving this, they can't really increase the capacity of it, but it does allow them to reduce the pressure, which will have an improved safety, will allow them to improve the safe functioning of this line. So there are some compelling reasons to go along with this reconsideration, and that would be the main one, in my opinion. And it prepares them for them getting the waivers from the folks or moving the line to meet the other conditions that we've required. So they'd be ready to go once they complete those steps, and then they could operate it, you know, to its maximum capacity after that. So I'm pretty comfortable with what we've got here and moving forward.
I had... Commissioner Calkadin, Katie couldn't be here, and obviously he couldn't tell either of you two what his thoughts were, but he did email me what his thoughts were. I mean, if you want me to tell you what he said to me now, I can, or do you want to wait, or how do you...
I'd be interested in knowing.
He indicated he doesn't have concerns with this order. I think he's in favor of it. I imagine he would be in favor of adding that additional sentence that we talked about, ensuring records and such of... compliance with not operating the eastern portion as a transmission facility. He said he would listen to the tape, so if I'm mistaken on that, I'm sure he'll let us know. But he said he would be prepared to vote on it on Thursday. So
I have one more outstanding question, though. In the letter requesting this whole reconsideration and to just go from... Bethel South, they mentioned 4 tank locations, and 3 of them are from Bethel South, but the 4th one, actually I think it was the first one that they mentioned, was up at Epping injection site. So I'm assuming that when this order says that construction can't occur over there, that would eliminate that Epping tank? Am I misunderstanding that? I'm assuming that if they put a tank in, then it meets the definition of transmission, and so that would be unallowable.
I'm trying to find where that is.
I can tell you in just a moment here. In the page 5, number 3,
yep, I see it. I don't know that a tank in and of itself would convert it to a transmission facility, but I don't know the reason you would have a tank unless you were then going to pump it back into the pipeline, and the pump and adding the pressure to it would convert it to a transmission facility. We could include in here that they're not authorized to construct the tank at Epping, specifically, if we'd like to do that.
Well, I don't know that I want to do that. If there's a use for the tank, and by installing the tank and using it in a way that is constructive and helps move some oil safely and efficiently, but that it does not change the definition of what that pipe is, I guess I'm fine with it. But I don't want to approve putting in a tank and then them coming in and saying, well, you approved this and now you won't let us use it. So I guess it kind of depends on the experts here what exactly how that definition would read. If there's a reason and a cause to put in a tank and it doesn't change the definition, I'm okay with it. If it's going to change the definition, they shouldn't be allowed to.
I'll talk about it from legal perspective. I wouldn't necessarily get into the specifics of that tank, because what our order says is, look, you are not authorized to operate this as a transmission facility until these conditions are met. So if they take measures, rightly or wrongly, or mistakenly or unmistakenly, that convert that to a transmission facility without satisfying the conditions of the order, there will be enforcement action available to the commission, specific or not specific to the tank. So that's how I would recommend handling it from a legal perspective. Yep. I don't know if from the technical perspective, Julie or Pat have anything further to add.
The last sentence of where are you?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't think they would have a reason to build the tank other than operating it as a transmission facility, even though a tank itself wouldn't necessarily make it one, but that would be also one of the things that would help us to enforce it. I mean, if we were out there and saw they had a tank there and a pump, I mean, that's obviously problematic.
Okay. Yeah, you can't really construct a tank without adding a pump. I mean, you could store stuff there, just leave it. All right. Do you have any more questions on that? I don't have any more thoughts on this order either.
From here, what our moving forward would be is I'll add that clause. We've got a little bit of a consistency of language issue. I've been referring to it as the White Earth segment. On the map that we reference, it's referred to as the Newtown segment, so we're going to change that and make it consistent throughout, just so it's clear it's this purple segment. So we've got a little bit of language things and consistency things, but the only substantive change at this point would be to add that clause that we were talking about, and we'll get that. I'll get my changes to Julie today, along with a draft motion, and she can circulate it. And if there's any other issues from any of the commissioners, just contact me directly with the language or something if there's a concern.
Okay. Otherwise, we'll have it on the Thursday's meeting. Sounds good. All right. Nothing more for me.
I have Pat or Julie. Anything else to add? If not, sure didn't go our whole hour here. It's, 10:48, but I guess we're adjourned without a gap. Yeah, well.
Try to get that to you by 3 o'clock today. No, Kelsey's with Evenson and Sanderson.